platter.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:05 in the morning on September the 23rd. Carl
First
and Linda Bott.
Day of fall.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of fall, there's Bad Bob.
Welcome to autumn in the North State.
You know, that's why you're wearing that autumn-type Hawaiian shirt, I see.
Now, this is, in Reading, it's a year-round thing, although, you know.
But the colors remind me of autumn.
Yes, there we go. I just have to hope that Mike Quinn doesn't show up wearing the exact same shirt.
I know you two probably call each other at night and say, I'm going to wear my autumn shirt.
That's embarrassing. You know how embarrassing that is for guys to both show up wearing the same shirt in a place of work?
Well, I didn't know that would be embarrassing for guys like you.
No, it's usually guys when they wear the same clothes end up being best friends.
Just go out and smoke a cigar.
Yeah. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting, and people in the chat room. Good morning, son. Good morning, Big Brad. Son Gold.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a fabulous
big
Friday.
Day today. Big day
we
today.
Have lots of tickets that we're going to be giving away. Of course, we've got special interviews today.
We got theater.
We've got expensive tickets that we're giving away. Stay tuned, because when the pilots come in, some of the I think we're going to have a couple Thunderbirds that are supposed to show up.
Thunderbirds, or if for you know, but for sure some pilots from the air show are going to be here, because
that's right.
That's kicking off.
So guess what?
We have Mash Bash tickets. We have monster truck tickets.
You got to wait. We're going to have one of the pilots. We have two flight deck tickets. You know, they're $95 each, you guys. So you're going to want to stay tuned, because we have two of those that we're going to give for a Sunday. And, of course, we've got the Mash Bash tickets. In fact, what do you think? Should we just take the first caller for the Mash Bash for Saturday night?
I think it's just a little bit early.
Is it too early?
It's too early, because we're just getting started here. And Bad Bob would have to answer the phone, and he can't do it right now.
May I do a quick shout-out to the Enterprise Lions, who hosted Brenda and myself Wednesday evening, to basically say thanks for the sound system at the big event on 9/11 at the flag on Bocelli Lane. And a shout-out to them for what they do, keeping that flag flying. I followed that story all along when it was first proposed after 9/11. And a great ceremony out there. I'm sorry that you guys missed it, but big shout-out to the Enterprise Lions for their efforts, and thanking them for a nice dinner.
Wonderful. And
the Lions Club are huge. And, I mean, as for those, you know, for that, and all the people we work with over there.
Yeah, and last night we had Chris McCandles on, who we played highlighted his song, Remember 9/11. By the way, if you're just tuning in, it is currently 65 degrees, and we are looking at 102 today. We're going to be into that triple-digit figure, of course. Tomorrow, we look like Saturday is going to be around 92, which will be nice for us when we go out to the air show. And Sunday, we go down to 75. So those tickets that we're going to be giving away later, I know, it's a big drop. Carl's like, grab the paper, really? Yes. Sunday is a big drop in temperature.
It says a high near 75. You're absolutely
Thank
right.
You.
And I thought, how can it be dropping 30 degrees that quick?
And before we get to our Wells Fargo, by the way, the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Another wonderful interview last night was the North Star Sessions, a fabulous band. If you've been saving and thinking, okay, I'm going to go out to Ensemble's, I don't know when, Saturday night is the North Star Sessions. They're a really great pop rock band, and they're going to be unplugged. And this is the first time Ensemble's is going to have them in the event tent. So they'll be doing music in the event tent, and it is a dinner with a ticket show. So for $40, you get to see hear this great band and have a great dinner that has been prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
Great place. Okay, you know, before we get started with the rest of the show, it's time for one of our favorite parts of the show. We have the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor with the Market Minute, Rocky Henderson. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
The major averages are poised to fall for a fifth consecutive session, despite a pledge from G20 finance ministers to address the rising risks of a recession. Yesterday, the S&P 500 fell 3.2% after a report showed manufacturing may contract in both the Eurozone and China. Also weighing on investor psyche are concerns that policymakers are running out of options to stave off another global recession. Dow is currently down 26 points at 10,710. NASDAQ currently up 8 points at 2,464, and the S&P 500 now up 2 points at 1,131. Oil's down 86 cents to $79 a barrel. Gold down $47.84 at $1,687, and silver now down $2.64, $33.12 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Waste Management up 90 cents at $30.25, and Nike now up $5.12 at $89.27 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Rocky, thanks a lot. We always like to hear that. You know, Bad Bob had a great comment there. You know, the stock market's dropping, oil's down, gold's down, silver's down, Waste Management going straight up. You know, it's got to be an election year. This is Carl and the Bot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. that'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you guys? It's Friday. It's going to be 102 today. Ow! 7:12 in the morning. Yeah, we got to give you a little bit of what happened this day in history. Remember? I think it's perfect. Let's get this party started. Today, in this day in history, it was called the Checkers Speech Day. Remember that, Bob? We're not referring to the
That's
game.
That's something
of,
to do with taxi cabs.
Well, we're not referring to the game of checkers here. This is about a dog named Checkers. I'm sure some of you are going, remember back the dog, a cocker spaniel belonged to former U.S. President Richard M. Nixon. The presidential dog was different than him or and her, Lyndon Johnson's beagles, Ronald Reagan's two dogs, Lucky and Rex, George Bush's pet dog, Millie, or even Bill Clinton's buddy. Abraham Lincoln's Fido, Harry S. Truman's two dogs, Mike and Feller, and Dwight D. Eisenhower's Heidi were also never part of political controversy. Checkers, however, was the subject of a speech given this day in 1952 by Mr. Nixon, then a candidate for vice president. In the televised speech, he stated that he would not give back a gift, whether it had political ties or not, because it was a present for his daughter. The gift in question was Checkers, of course, and the speech was forever referred to as the Checkers speech, which I think is really funny because, you know, anything we love dog and cat stories and we love animal stories, and Carl and I would so totally support, you know, all of those things to, you know, to help with animals. And of course, out in the station's lobby, coming up in just a moment, is Dr. Ray John, of course.
Well, before Ray John, though, because they're all arrived together, we have a lady pilot who's gone into fly as a T3. We're going to take a quick break and get her in here and talk to her about flying in the air show.
Man.
Then Dr. Ray John after that.
I mean, is she that gorgeous brunette?
The gorgeous blonde.
They're all
gorgeous out there. Hey, you know what? Before we go to break, though, we do have to say, you know, they had the big Republican debate last night. And what was the best line of the debate? All right. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, says, "The dogs next door have made more shovel-ready jobs than the Obama administration."
That was good.
It was great. I liked it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have the pilots back in here. The pilots here when we get back and her crew.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to talk to them. And then after that, Dr. Ray Johnson. Let's take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio. We're going to give away tickets.
U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features war jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn acting and voice training from experienced performing arts professionals. Westside Performing Arts Company kicks off its fifth year of educational classes for all ages. 10-week training courses begin in October, so don't miss out on this chance to learn from the pros. Classes in beginning and advanced acting and beginning voice are geared for ages 7 to adult, with some courses offered specifically for homeschool students. Call 515-7151, that's 515-7151, or visit westsideperformingarts.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. I'm Carl on the bus. 7:18 in the morning on the first day of autumn, and it's going to be 103 degrees today, but it's dropping tomorrow for the air show, which is what counts, and it's going to get down to 73. On or 75 on Sunday, which makes it even better, especially if you're flying, I understand. And we have an aviator with us. Aviatrix.
That's what they say for females. Like, aviators, finally.
Yeah.
It's like actor or actress. Everyone's an actor.
I Linda, right on. Yeah.
Julie Clark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Wow. You know, forget stereotypical. I mean, here comes this beautiful woman in the door, this petite blonde, and you're thinking, wow, you were an airline pilot flying what?
Oh, I flew for Northwest Airlines for... I retired after just nearly 30 years.
Fabulous. Yeah. I'm tickled.
I was the first woman they hired, and I was the first one they retired.
I just am.
You were the first woman hired by Northwest. Huh?
Right. Well, which became Northwest. Do you remember Hughes Air West? I used to fly to Reading all the time.
Bananas.
Back in the, right on. I was hired with Hughes, and then we merged with Southern North Central, became Republic, and then we merged again with Northwest, and now my pension check says Delta.
Wow.
So there you go.
Really?
Yeah, so 30 years, but I'm... I don't, Delta's.
So well, you're going to be
after 30 years of flying, though, you get pension checks. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I put in my time. I earned that.
Oh, no. I know that.
Yeah. Give us a visual of the air show this weekend and what you are going to be doing. You're going to be flying a?
I fly an old military warbird. It's a 60-year-old trainer, T-34. And I've been flying in air shows for 33 years at same airplane. I bought it on a government surplus bid from the U.S. Air Force up in Alaska. Never saw the airplane until the day I flew to Alaska to pick it up. And my biography book came out, but I could write a book just about the flight home because things went wrong with the airplane. But
wow.
I didn't really buy it to be an air show pilot. You know, a lot of people say, I want to go out and buy myself an Edge 540 and be an air show pilot. That wasn't what I always wanted to be an airline pilot. So in conjunction with my airline career all those years, I flew the two high-energy jobs. But I'd gotten involved in aerobatic competition in a little pits. And so I just decided to try to see what I could do with this T-34. And my show has always been based on patriotism. Lee Greenwood's a personal friend of mine. He endorsed my biography book. So I've been flying to Lee Greenwood's God Bless USA since 84. And he wrote the song in 1983.
We're going to be bawling over that one, I can tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, now it's real. It's kind of like, remember when they used to say, hey, country, I've liked countries even when country wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my airplane is painted under the, it looks like Air Force One, says United States of America, sorry. And I restored it myself, took 4.5 years, caused a divorce. It was a wonderful way to go. But I'm flying the same airplane for 35 years.
But you kept the plane.
I better. I didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah. So your passion, you just lived your passion. Did you know as a little kid, how did you get involved? Was it in the family? How'd you get bit?
Yeah, well, my dad was an airline pilot, and I went I have a twin sister who's never wanted to fly. I mean, they flew with me on my last airline trip. My sisters did. But my dad took me on a flight when I was about 8 years old, all up and down the valley. It was Pacific Airlines back then. And that I was bitten then. I thought, I want to fly airplanes. So growing up, I never played with dolls. I built models. I had posters all over my walls of airplanes. I mean, when I think back, my mom must have thought I was so weird.
No, it's fascinating. I think sometimes it's interesting to hear how people are called, and no matter what happens in their life, like you're saying, it's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I equate that to music or art. You know, you just, no matter what, you can't ever put it down. You have to do it. And here you are. You've been flying for, you said, 22 years?
Oh, no, 42 years.
Okay.
I'm in my 60s.
Okay,
I'm old.
But in the air shows.
No, 33 years doing air shows. I flew my first air show in Willows, California, 1978.
Willows, California, down
yeah,
the road.
Yeah.
We have a photo of you in, I believe it's you're in the cockpit
yeah,
of your aircraft.
It was yesterday, I guess.
Oh, okay. Now look at
and
that.
Mike took that.
Are you happy? Or is that a happy face or what?
I'm not kidding. I still love flying to this day, and I have 31,000 hours, and that's a lot of flying time for most pilots.
Tell us about your what you do during the show.
Like I said, it's two music. We normally even do fireworks, but because of the dryness in Reading and 2 years ago,
probably,
we started a fire.
Probably
not let us do that anymore.
Probably not a good idea to start fireworks
yeah.
up above the...
Because they're ground launched during the song. I call the shots. Her husband is out in the field with the fireworks, but we can't do that. But we do Red, White, and Blue Smoke, and it's choreographed to the music. And it's loops, rolls, hammerheads, Cuban eights, point rolls, vertical roll. I mean, it's the full gamut of aerobatic maneuvers that is flown to music.
The show begins at 11 a.m., I understand.
Okay.
How long?
Gates open, I think, at 8, though.
Yeah, so you can get yourself, bring your...
Let me read my cheat sheet here.
Okay.
There you go.
It says here that... it takes place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., but I think that nothing really starts flying until
Well, Michael
later
Burke
in the
is here, so tell us
yeah,
about
Michael.
What this is definitely the Reading Exchange Club or the Exchange Club of Reading's event. Tell
Absolutely.
Us what's going on there.
Well, basically, we're going to have the whole field is going to be filled with volunteers and supporting the community. You know, the Exchange Club through the air show has raised over $900,000 that they've given back to the community. And part of this this year's air show, besides the acts, is just the great static displays. A lot of time and effort's been put into what you can see on the ground. So why not get the doors open early enough so people can walk around, look at all the static displays, meaning planes on the grounds. There's going to be a special tribute to veterans, which I thought you guys would like especially. We're going to do a veterans toast. Every veteran is who's requested to go to the veterans booth, get a little ribbon, and we're going to do a special toast to the veteran, or tribute to the veteran, excuse me, during the show.
I think they'd probably much like a toast.
Yeah, but, okay. They probably would, and that's what I was thinking. It's morning, you know, you have toast and coffee, so, but...
I was thinking more like beer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know, I tried to keep it clean, though. It's an exchange club. So anyway...
You're surrounded by aviators and Marines. You got to watch
yourself. Yeah, so we got to be careful what we say. No, so we're going to do some really nice stuff besides the air acts, which are just fabulous. We did Media Day yesterday, and Julie flew and got to fly, do some stunts in front of some photographers, and it was just a great day to see what's up and coming.
Excellent. And so thank you, Michael Burke, and we're looking forward to, you know, Julie Clark Saturday and Sunday with the air show. And you know what? Before we take a break, this is the perfect time.
This is the perfect time.
Do you want to read that, Julie?
Oh, I don't have my glasses on.
Okay, well, what it is
looks like air show tickets. They're two flight deck tickets.
Flight deck tickets.
Oh, flight deck tickets. Those are the ones where you get food.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And the whole day is, you know, in we get to go for the first time on the flight deck, too. So whatever that means, we're excited about it, too.
VIP tickets.
First
they're $95 tickets each,
first
you guys.
First callers, $95 tickets. Flight line for Sunday.
You'll love
Sunday.
Them.
Sunday.
And 75 degrees.
There it is.
Oh, it took a long time.
That's 6054567. We got the caller, so. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Now, you know what? And we need to bring this up because there's been questions. This air show, all air shows are, you've got a, they're safe. And we've been talking about this all. They are safe. And,
are.
I mean, your experiences, you've been flying for
years. And I've got to tell you, I've been on the board of directors of ICAS, International Council of Air Shows. This is not an air race. This is an air show. It's entertainment. We have an aerobatic box, which is a defined piece of sky that we have to stay in, which is X amount of distance from the crowd. There's no trajectory towards the crowd. You know, they've been equating that air shows are like figure skating versus air racing, which is like the fast speed skating around
NASCAR
course where you're coming at the crowd, and we don't want people to think this is not an air race; it's an air show.
They're not, and there is a big difference, and that's why we've been hitting that all week long.
Yeah.
Is that the satellite coming down out of the sky.
Oh, yeah. Did that come yet?
Well, I don't know. But you've got a better chance of being hit by a piece of that than being injured at an air show, unless you fall getting out of your car, you know, something like that. So, you know, we just want to make everybody just, you know, and everybody does know this, but just to reiterate that, you know, an air show, completely different than what happened before out there at the air races in Reno, and that... and this is going to be a great show.
And welcome back to Reading. Our little old town is changing.
I've been here so many years, and I want to thank Randy Denham from Denham Chrysler, because I flew with Mopar for 19 years. And
oh, man.
He sponsored me every year we had dinner with him last night, him and his wife.
Oh,
and,
Denise. Fabulous.
They are wonderful people. They took us to the Kobe Steakhouse, so we knew we were coming right down here.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Congratulations to Amy
Dendros.
Dendros, who won the two flight tickets for the flight deck on Sunday. Congratulations. And we're just so thrilled to have you, Julie.
Thank you.
And the only thing is that when people come there, when they're out there at the air show, I mean, what should they really be looking for out there? I mean, I know we've got more jets in Reading than many countries do this weekend.
Oh,
we have a larger air force
than
half of the world.
Wow.
Is going to be here, I believe, for this.
Yeah, the A-10s flew in just the other day. The Thunderbirds all arrived yesterday. We have a T-33 as a jet, and then all of these great civilian performers like Julie who are going too. It's going to be, if you want to learn more, there's a couple of ways to do it. One, you can go to www.readingairshow.com, or you can go on to us on Facebook at facebook.com/Reading Airshow.
And we have warbirds. You know, I have a warbird, John Culver's T-6, and we have a Yak 9, Eddie Andrini's. So a lot of warbirds. I like the warbirds.
So we're putting Sacramento on alert right now that we've had enough. And that if you things don't change a little bit, you're going to have a flyover you'll never forget.
Yeah.
About how many people, before we take our break, how many acts are in the show?
Ooh, good question. Off the top of my head, there's got to be at least 10.
Ten fabulous aerial acts. Well, I'm just getting an ish.
Yeah.
So when you come in and you experience, you get to go all day long and take
wing
this family
suits,
experience.
Warbirds, helicopter rescue, thunderbirds. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
All types of
stuff. The wingsuit, I was talking to him yesterday, his name's Rex Pemberton, and he jumps out of a plane with this wingsuit that he showed us. There is some pictures on Facebook on it. And then his wife, Melissa, flies around him in circles. And these are the same kind of suits that were in the movie Transformers when the guys flew in down. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we're going to see that right here in Reading.
Julie Clark flying a T-34. We're going to come by and say hello. It starts tomorrow. The air show starts at 8 a.m. Get out there and have a great time. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR.
On the Fox Business Network, Wall Street under pressure in early trading as concerns over the global economy takes a toll on the markets. Right now, the blue chips are on track for its worst week in point and percentage terms since October 2008, the very height of the financial crisis. Bank shares are also falling in line with the broader markets. Shares of Citigroup, JP Morgan and other big banks have fallen to their lowest levels in more than 2.5 years. The deteriorating global economy is creating investor concerns about bank profitability. The Federal Reserve's outlook for the U.S. economy is also raising concerns that banks and brokerages could see an extended period of depressed earnings. And a new report alleges Fannie Mae missed opportunities to catch illegal foreclosure signings. It also claims government regulators failed to ensure the company was doing its job. The Federal Housing Finance Agency's Inspector General says Fannie failed to properly monitor foreclosure proceedings from 2006 to early 2011. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to KCNR. 1467:35 in the morning. We're going to have 102 today. It is the 23rd, you guys. Happy Friday, first day of fall. We wanted to say thank you once again to Julie Clark and the Reading Exchange flight show that is happening, the air show, Saturday and Sunday. Congratulations to our ticket winner. And if you wanted to find more information, go to readingairshow.org. Correction there, readingairshow.org. And, you know, I just feel like we're kind of in the presence of rock stars when we have these people that are so accomplished and they do all these fabulous aerial.
Well, she's been flying a long time. I mean, right. It looks, you know, I mean, a big smile on her face when we saw a picture of her in the cockpit. But, you know, right after you go to the air show, you then, at 5 o'clock, you just wander on over. It's the same spot. Is go to the MASH Bash. And we've got tickets for the MASH Bash in the next hour.
In the next hour.
In the next hour, right.
And those are wonderful tickets because they're $40 admissions. But just hang in there because we're going to be giving those away. But let's talk about another fabulous event.
I believe do we have somebody on the line right now?
Oh,
we have Amy with our fitness tip first, and then we're going to go to Dr. Ray John. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
Thanks. Hey, today I want to talk about easing shoulder and neck pain with just a little bit of exercise. So many people have shoulder and neck pain, and a lot of it's because we're sitting at desks, we're hunched over, we're more in a flexed position. And usually the problem is those little wings on your back, those scapula, the muscles around them get really weak. So taking a couple minutes a day and practicing pulling them back and down and holding that for about 5 seconds.
Wow.
And maybe doing that about 5 times will definitely help to start straightening up those muscles. And you can also do one on all fours where you kind of sit back onto your heels. So you're on all fours, hands and knees. Sit back on your heels and let your head drop through your arms and let it stretch those muscles because they get really, really tight. So a couple of stretches and a couple of pulling those shoulders back and down and keep being aware of your posture is going to be really helpful to ease all that tension when we're leaning over the desk or talking over the microphone.
Well, that's really great, Amy. You always call with such great tips. And, you know, sometimes you call with nutrition, but this is a good one. People are in a fast-moved world right now. We drive. We do. We pinch our shoulders up to our ears. And I think it's really interesting. You as a personal trainer as well will say, okay, where's your shoulders right now? And we don't even think about it. Okay, my shoulders are about 3 inches higher than they were this morning.
Exactly. And I call that ear poison. When the shoulders get too high, I call that ear poison. We don't want ear poison.
Amy, Adams Peak Performance, thank you so much for your phone call.
Always.
All right, you take care.
Fitness tip of the week. Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye. Hey, our guest, Dr. Ray John. Semper Fi, Marine.
Semper Fi. It's great to be back here.
Yeah, it's good having you back here. You know, you're here to talk about something big that's happening, too.
The 4th Annual Bark and Wine, Saturday, October 1st.
Right, and we have our special MCs this year. Linda and Carl Vaught and Ray John are going to do the auction and the whole event. It's going to be great. We have 7 wineries coming for wine tasting, goat cheeses, great harvest bread. And it's a really fun night. While we're having it, there's a live auction, there's a silent auction, and there's a basket auction. So plenty of opportunity to get stuff. And the special thing, Carl, that you will love, since I hurt my shoulder so badly and can no longer ride my Harley, I've taken my entire collection I've collected for 20 years. It's in my van today, and I'm donating it that night. So we're going to have a table with Harley stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And we're sorry to hear about that. You can't ride anymore, you know, right? I know how much it meant to you.
Well, as the one lady said in front of the Board of Supervisors, I'm not a young man anymore.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that.
I think what happens is you just transfer your passion. So what's around the corner after Harley? It's got to go somewhere.
It will. Maybe I'll get a T-134 or whatever it is.
Oh, Dr. Ray John. Well, let's give us some information. I think we're going to have to take a break here in just a minute. We'll come back. We want to also talk about the event that the Lou White Trio is going to be there. Of course, they're so entertaining. And the tickets are $35. It's wonderful. I know that we attended last year. We had a great time. There were some wonderful silent auction items. We ended up bidding on a fountain. And won the fountain, and we have enjoyed that fountain all year long that was generously donated by Jose Antonio's. And it's been a great joy for us. And every time we look at it, we think, well, wow, our dollars went to a Haven Humane, and I love that. Well, and I also like to buy stuff at silent auction items that I can give as presents. Because then it supports the fundraiser, you know, that you're trying to raise funds for Haven Humane, and then you get to give a gift at the same time, so it's a real win-win.
Yeah, also, when we talk about this, we also want to talk about Haven Humane and the fact y'all are getting ready to expand big time here.
Big time, yeah.
Big time. So, okay, we got to take a quick break. Dr. Ray John is our guest. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Help me, I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to tell everybody about our summer special. $100 off on any install done by Johnny and Ricky on Toyo and Monitor kerosene heater for the next month of September. Yes, I know it's 105 degrees. That's not what you're thinking about, but winter's not that far off. Give Sherry a call and ask about our pay-forward account so you're not being hit with a big kerosene bill all at one time. For the propane folks, we're starting to do a lot more motorhomes. We're also selling the small 2.5-gallon to 9-gallon bottles and forklift bottles. So don't be caught with an empty barbecue bottle on Sunday. That rubbing two sticks together just doesn't work. If you're interested in CFN or fleet-wide fuel cards, give us a call and we'll set you up. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, ask for Vanessa or Jordan. In Redding, Kathy, Sherry, or Kelly. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Redding for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight. My show is sponsored by East Earth Tradewinds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. We're looking at 66 degrees. We're going to have a high day of about 102. And weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Ray John, and we're talking about the October 1st, 4th annual Bark and Wine. We want you to just tell us all about it and what's going on with Haven Humane.
Okay, it's at the Red Lion Hotel next Saturday night. Tickets are $35, and that includes 7 wine tastings from 7 different wineries, the Farmstead goat cheeses, Great Harvest breads. Starts at 6:30, then we'll have a live auction, which has a ton of stuff. The Lou White Trio will play all night. And then there is a grand prize package of the White Rock Resort mini vacation, 2-night stay with a $200 gift certificate for the Nautical Inn restaurant. So that'll be done right after the auction. I'm really excited that Carl and Linda both have agreed to MC with me. We'll have a good time together up there. I hope we stop talking enough to make some money.
Oh, I'm sure we will. You know, it's
we might be tasting wine along the way, but
you know, there's so many good things. You know. So many things happening in our community is that, and any time that we can help, we're glad to do that. You know, and this is a great town. This is a great event. And there was another great event at the Board of Supervisors when Haven Humane was just awarded. I shouldn't say awarded. Y'all have come into partnership with Shasta County to take over their animal rescue side of it, not the collection of them, but taking care of them.
Not the animal control, but we are now going to be the place that houses animals when they're picked up. The officer will bring them to us, and then we'll adopt them out or foster them out. Strays will come to us. So very soon, within a few months, if you've lost your dog, you don't have to go to two places now and look. You go to one place. You want to adopt, you adopt. We've been planning for 3 years to put up the Morgan Adoption Center, and that'll be coming soon. So we're really kind of excited.
We have a friend, a loyal listener, and a guy who's been very supportive of our community. We call him Coach Bob. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, his dog got out. I think that's what happened. But we've had an alert. And, of course, I know he's been in touch with Haven Humane, and it's just a sad thing. So we'll keep searching because, you know, all hope is not lost with the fact that his dog's been missing.
We just recently reunited an owner with a dog that had been missing for 6 weeks. So you've got to be vigilant and keep at it. Sometimes someone will pick up a stray and take care of it and kind of get to learn to like it. And then, but when they realize it really has an owner looking for it, they've turned him in. So we got to be vigilant every day. I always tell people, if you've lost your dog, come down to the shelter at least every other day to make sure that we've got it for you.
Well, you know, I found a dog on the freeway. My buddy and I, many decades ago, driving along, and it was a dog laying on the freeway, just laying there. And you thought, as we went by, dog raised its head up. It was a small dog. And my buddy, who is a Vietnam vet, a pretty tough guy, comes screaming to a stop across the divide, roars back up. I'm out the other side waving at cars while he picks up this dog. And we put it in the car, and we head to the nearest vet. And we turn it in, and the vet checks out, says there's nothing wrong with this dog. Obviously, it fainted or a car ran over it, didn't hit it. And so he takes it back to Nashville, Tennessee, keeps it for 4 weeks. And, you know, but he left his address, and he gets a phone call from the owner who had been searching for their little dog for that long. And just happened, the dog had run for who knows how long, and then they found it at this one spot and called him. So yes, don't give up. Don't give up hope. Your dog, your kitty may be out there someplace. Sure. And Haven Humane is the first place to go to. Okay, so you're going to be building a building, obviously, larger areas down there.
Oh yeah, what our plans have been? We just finished putting in 3 enclosed pastures for large animals. So we've got those in. We've remodeled the old shelter, and then we're putting up the Morgan Adoption Center. So the present shelter will become what's called an isolation shelter. When a stray comes in, a dog is taken in or surrendered, we keep them there and watch them for a week to make sure they haven't carried any disease inside. And once they've passed the week there and they're still healthy, we'll spay and neuter them and move them off to the adoption building. So,
I know not everybody is happy. You can't please everybody. And I know that, you know, we get comments, and I've read comments like this. The only thing I know is that when Linda and I went down there and took a tour of the entire facility, I looked at your people, and I looked at their compassion and who they were, and I looked at, you know, I saw what you did and what you were going through with this, and it's not easy having to do a lot of the jobs that Haven Humane has to do. But I looked at it and looked at the cleanliness of it and all this, that, you know, I'm not exactly sure where everybody is upset about. Yes, you know, some people would never want an animal, and nobody really wants an animal to be euthanized. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that what I saw was care and compassion, and you all taking care of it, as, you know, of something that it's easy to poke holes at or poke your finger at. But you are in the middle of the fight. You're the one in the arena with the blood on your face while they're sitting in the stands. So we stand behind what you all do.
I really appreciate
at Haven Humane. And if we didn't, we wouldn't be there as MCs for the Bark and Wine.
October 1st, again, that's going to be a night. You circle your calendar from 6 to 9. And they do have a special VIP package if you want to spend the night. You get two tickets, and the whole thing is $195 per couple.
And then you two are co-hosting with me the private party in the suite.
Okay.
We're going to have a special wine tasting before and the people who are spending the night will have breakfast in the morning, but they'll be coming there to get a chance to meet and thank them for their support. Then we'll go off to the big event together.
Okay.
That sounds like
we're at 241-1653 if you need further information.
241-1653, or you can call us and we can throw you to the right spots too.
Right, great.
Call here and
thank
talk
you.
To Diane.
And we will tell you that the Grand Pies package of a White Rock mini resort, we have stayed at this place and eat and had dinner at this nautical inn restaurant. It's when I close my eyes and think, oh my gosh, where do I want to go? It's where we go. It's my favorite strand of beach that we can get to with, I think it's 4.5 hour drive, but big deal. You know, you're on the coast. It's right, right out of Smith River, right, you know, south of Brookings. It is, really very fabulous.
Good.
So, you know, for whoever wins this, it's really a great time.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now, so we'll see you for sure next Friday, but I'm sure we'll see you before that.
Yeah.
So anybody that wants to attend the Bark and Wine, any other thoughts right here?
No, just thank you for your support. And what you said about Haven, it's true. I'm hoping that people who have problems with us from the past or the present, give me a personal phone call. Come on down and take a walk through. Meet my employees. I think that's the best way to do it.
That's what I would do. You know, I mean, if you've got a question, go down and talk. Let's see what's going on there. Neither one of us were looking forward to that. Thinking, oh, okay, what's going on? But after you're there, yes, there's that sadness. There's animals there, most of which are adopted out. There's no abuse. There's no keeping them in squalor. It's treating these animals with with decency. And if it gets right down to it, if you can do that.
Hey, and by the way, congratulations on the cat. That was an incredible, talk about going outside of the box. It was a success.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Well, it gave away 157 cats in an hour and a half. Cost me $8,000. I've made $60,000 since then from people who've been put in saying, thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that is... is that when Linda's announcing it, Linda says that instead of saying that your limit is two cats, Linda says you've got to take two cats. And, you know, and after she said that like the third time, I said, I'm not exactly sure that's what they're saying, honey. It's not that they got to take two cats. You've got a quota of two cats to take. I think it's you can't take more than two cats. And she said, well, no. Anyway. Okay.
I don't remember that, but it's colorful. So,
Dr. Ray John.
Hey, thanks.
Congratulations.
Haven Humane, and we're going to be talking about this more, of course, next week. All right.
Okay.
When we come back, we have two tickets to the flight line. We are regifting. There was the lady calls back and says, you know what? I can't do that.
That's the flight deck.
Flight deck. $95 tickets apiece. As soon as we get back from the break, we'll say it, and you can call. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bot. Yes, now you can call for the tickets.
The phones are unlocked, so that
now,
first caller
gets the tickets to the flight deck, $95 a piece for Sunday. Give us a call. First person that calls gets the tickets.
That's right. It's going to go right there. We go. And you have to go on the air. We're going to have Bob put you on the air. So let's see who it is. Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the air.
About the tickets.
Well, you're on the air and you won.
Karen,
you're on the air and you won.
And I'm also Sungold.
Sungold, yay! Sungold, one of our most faithful people listening and being
in
the
so
chat room.
So happy we won. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Now, have you been to the air show before?
Yes, my husband was actually owner of the flight service at Benton Field years ago, and he started that whole thing with the fly-ins.
Well, I'll be darned.
And then it went from there, it went into the air show, which has become very, very big and famous.
Well, we were so excited that these tickets have gone to you, and of course, these are for Sunday, so
okay. Come
by the station and get them, and we'll have them under your name. We'll put them under Sungold. How's that?
That'll be great, and any particular time?
Before 12 o'clock, actually today, if you can, we'll have them in a folder. Diane will make sure you get them. But we're so glad that we got to hear your voice over the air and that we know that the tickets went. You know, when you give tickets, sometimes you think, you know, sometimes people forget. But these are like extra special tickets because they are, as you know, the flight deck. So
yes. It's
an all-inclusive day where you get your food and your drink and the whole thing. So it's really special. We appreciate
it. Thank you. So much.
Well, Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for being a loyal listener.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, you know what we did? I did forget to say that this portion of the show was brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, another great supporter of the show. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and what they do for our community
discounts to veterans, espresso joes for coffee, and anything you can do to make coffee, to serve coffee. And then, of course, you know, if it's 103 today, they've got cold drinks, too, special cold drinks, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, yeah, gosh, when we come back in the next hour, we've got Frank Lucius calling in. He is just enraged about what's happening to the dams. You know, they're removing the dams. And, you know, and you've got to think about this dam question they're talking about. You know, they haven't, well, we haven't made up our mind yet. Salazar, the Department of Interior, another Obama appointee, says, oh, it's only going to cost $295 million to pull it out. No, that's what they say it's going to cost. And guess who picks up the tab? Yeah, that's right. And then the question is this going to make jobs? Is this, what's it going to do for the salmon? So we're going to have somebody else with a different point of view than the Department of Interior, Mr. Salazar, which is, you know, again, like I said, you know, some people are saying that, oh no, we need this to save the salmon. Well, we'll find out about that. Frank Lucia, who's an expert on this, is going to talk to us just for a couple of minutes. And then, of course, we have
Bill and Lisa Collins. We're here to talk about
their show,
the Masquerade Murders, and we're going to give tickets away for that. You want to be staying tuned because also towards the end of the hour, we have two tickets to give away for the Mash Bash. Not yet. Wait
next
till we
hour.
Say it the next hour, and those are $40 tickets, and that we're going to go right from the air show to the Mash Bash, so it should be a lot of fun. So hang in there on KCNR 1460. You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The government is due to run out of money in 1 week. House Republicans, though, passed a stopgap spending plan last night.
It helps so many people who are struggling throughout this country.
Pennsylvania Republican Charlie Dent, but there's uncertainty in the Senate.
We expect to vote fairly quickly.
Majority Leader Harry Reid. The Obama administration is watching. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The White House hit back hard at House Republicans over their continuing resolution. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney telling reporters this morning that House Republicans passed a bill they know can't pass in the Senate, accusing them of playing politics. He says apparently the fever hasn't broken, saying Republicans continue to inject politics into what he says are the basic duties of Congress. Carney says it shouldn't be this hard, but he said in Congress now the tail wags the dog, with Tea Party Republicans calling the shots. Ron?
Mike, the United Nations is about to get a request for membership from Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Live at the UN in New York, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
Ron, President Abbas is expected to submit an application for statehood to the UN Secretary General in just over half an hour, ahead of delivering a widely anticipated speech here. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will deliver his own speech soon after, the U.S. saying it will veto the bid when it gets to the UN Security Council, but the Palestinian leadership says it has the support of 130 countries for this unilateral move. Ron?
Courtney, the chief financial officer at a bankrupt energy company refuses to incriminate himself today in front of Congress.
I respectfully decline to answer any questions put to me by this committee and subcommittee.
W.G. Stover of Solyndra, the company that got a government energy loan before it went broke. A House committee investigating whether the Obama administration was aware of the risk before it made the loan. The Dow is down. Well, now it's just turned upward. It's been that kind of a day. It's all of 3 points higher after losing nearly 700 points the last 2 days. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Light is falling out of orbit and coming back to Earth. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Florida.
Ron, at some point today or even tomorrow, a climatology satellite that's the size of a bus will drop out of the sky and fall. And while NASA has been saying that it would land somewhere in the ocean, certain variables have changed, and now they're not quite sure if some parts of it will land in the United States or not. It is the size of a bus, and it weighs about 6 tons, but it is likely to break up into 100 pieces or so as it falls through the atmosphere, Ron.
Eben, President Obama says improving America's schools will in turn improve America's economy.
If we're serious about building an economy that lasts, an economy in which hard work pays off with the opportunity for solid middle-class jobs, we've got to get serious about education. We are going to have to pick up our games and raise our standards.
The president at the White House this morning announcing changes to the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind policy, notably giving states the flexibility to get exemptions from some provisions of the law. Republicans say the president is overstepping his authority. It might be the most famous theory in science. Now it's something that might not work.
That whirring sound you're hearing is Albert Einstein spinning in his grave after one of the world's foremost laboratories said it had clocked a subatomic particle called a neutrino traveling faster than the speed of light. Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals MC squared, is that nothing goes faster than the speed of light. But European scientists say a particle gun in Geneva shot a neutrino to a lab in Italy that beat the speed of light by 60 nanoseconds. Even if true, this really has no effect on the real world, but it's certainly shaken up the scientific world. The European scientists now hoping some other lab will duplicate its results. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Instead of community service, a judge in Alabama has a different alternative to jail for nonviolent criminals, church. In Bay Minette, offenders will have to check in with pastors in most cases every Sunday for a year. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Media, 8:05 in the morning, September the 23rd. Carl and Linda Bott are here, and we are stacked here, so let's go right to the caller. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. You got some.
Talk with you again.
Yeah, it's good talking to you. You got something to say about the dams?
Well, I see the Record Searchlight is skeptical this morning in their editorial about the dams' job numbers. I'm skeptical about the entire thing. I call it a pack of lies. And to me, those that are in favor of dam removal are nothing more than eco-terrorists. And I'm going to say so on My Outdoor Buddy Radio tomorrow at 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, because the process is going to destroy property rights and lives and agriculture in the Upper Klamath Basin and below the river in the Siskiyou County area. The people up there are totally against it. It's a great big scam.
They're saying is that it seems like that even though that the final word isn't in or the final reports aren't in, that Salazar was planning on doing it.
Well, of course they plan to do it because it's always been their plan. You know, they're just going to forge ahead and do it whether it helps the fish or not, and they have no proof it'll help the salmon. That's what makes it tragic.
Well, that, and I believe they said it's going to cost, you know, he says the new cost are $295 million to remove the dams. I think the first $200 million are paid by the companies that put the dams up, but the rest of it is paid by the taxpayers.
Well, the real cost of destroying those dams won't be known for decades.
Yeah, I know.
And it's going to destroy so many lives and so much property rights, and it could destroy our salmon fishery. Despite what they say, they don't know what's going to happen to our fish when they break those dams down because there's a lot of sediment behind them.
Yeah, and that's what is going to happen because the salmon don't do well with sediment. And how long is it going to take to clear that out?
Well, they don't know. That's the problem. No one knows. This is the largest experiment of its kind ever undertaken. And I say this, it's tantamount to what the hijackers did to the Twin Towers on 9/11. If they blow up those dams, that's exactly what will happen. Thousands of lives will be lost, property values will go down, and a lot worse will happen. So it's a terrible thing. That's why I call them eco-terrorists.
Okay, well, tomorrow from 6 to 7, my outdoor buddy's on, and I'm sure you're going to talk about it even more.
Yes, I'll give him my opinion.
Okay. Hey, Frank, thanks for the phone call.
You bet. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we've got Rocky Henderson on from Wells Fargo here with the Market Minute. I'm hoping you got maybe a little bit better news now, Rocky.
We do. The stock markets were slightly lower as investors looked to policymakers to take action to avoid a financial crisis. There's no economic data scheduled to be released today. However, there are speeches from policymakers that could garner attention. This afternoon, Regional Fed President Studley and Williams will speak. In addition, ECB President Jean-Claude Trichet is scheduled to provide closing comments at a conference in Washington. The Dow is now up 19 points at 10,753, NASDAQ up 20 points, 2,475, and the S&P 500 up 5 points at 1,134. Oil down 45 cents at $80 a barrel, gold down $61 at 1,674, and silver now down $3.13 at $32.63 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, fossils up $2.83 at $93.48, and Nike now up $4.92 at $89.10 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Rocky, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend. Hope to see you out there, all these different things that are going on. You know what? Lynn's looking as bad as it did. You know, I still think Greece is going down the tubes. Another reason that waste management, put your money in that. Carl Lindebaugh, this is Free Fire Radio. When we come back, Bill and Lisa Collins and any number of things. Oh, yeah, we have some more tickets to give away.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:10 in the morning, September 23rd. This is the first day of fall, and that's why it's going to be 103 today. But tomorrow it's only going to be 92, and a lot of things to do. And then, can you believe Sunday down to 78 degrees? I mean, how can, you know, it's dropping 30 degrees over the space of a couple of days. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Lea. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He has been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. Now, here's the thing about Dr. Joseph Lea. One, he's our optometrist. We trust him. Two, you have problems with insurance, come down and speak to this man and his staff. They want to work with you on this, so don't worry about that. They have examinations and glasses and everything that you can imagine if you're from a toddler to a senior. So, I mean, he's covering the whole gamut, glasses for everybody, the entire family. You know, during the times of recession and when things are tight, your eyes, you got to make sure you take care of your eyes. Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, will do that for you. 223-2325. He's our doctor,
yes,
and
I
we trust him.
My Dior bifocals. If you're going to go bifocal, by for sure, you should go with Dior. Hey, our guests today are Bill and Lisa Collins. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Bill. I'm looking at you going, oh, it's early. Well, you know what? You're hardcore. You've been a teacher. You teach soccer. You've been an actor. You guys wrote the music for this. You're directing this. We're talking about the Masquerade Murders. What is it about 8 o'clock in the morning?
It's early, is what it is. I'm a night person. I'm not a vampire, but just I stay up night and write.
Actually, I used to work in the stock market, so this is kind of lunchtime for me.
I bet. So how did you do that? I mean, you worked, would you see each other like at 2 o'clock, and that was your date?
Yeah, we kind of pass on. I was on my way to bed, he was just getting up.
Yeah. And thus a daughter, how many years later?
Yeah.
16 years.
That's why there's only
17
one.
Years
She's
of marriage.
She's such a baby. She's so darling. I mean, like, baby doll beautiful is what I'm talking about. All right, let's talk about, we want to share with our listeners, the Riverfront Playhouse Masquerade Murders. It's obviously written, directed, and produced by the two of you. In your history, that you were, you came from the Bay Area, what, 30 years ago?
Well, it seems like that.
10 years ago.
It's only 10. Oh, okay. I know you've known me that long, 10 years, but it seems like 30.
I got my numbers off this morning. But you're that many years back, started to, when you met each other, started to direct and produce and do these murder mystery
evenings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in 93, I think, we had other things going on, so we couldn't commit to lengthy rehearsal schedules of regular plays. And we got together with a couple of friends of ours and said, hey, let's do this murder mystery thing. We can we don't have to rehearse very much because a lot of it's improvised with the audience while they're in their dining room. It's not like you can prepare for that. And we can put in a bunch of songs that we like and play characters, write them for ourselves. And
we could do what we could take our ball and play with it any way we wanted. Yeah. No one had... You know, we didn't have to answer it anymore.
Which is what you're doing now, here at the Riverfront Playhouse, which is very prestigious that the Riverfront Playhouse opens their doors and lets you produce and direct and bring in your own body of work.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice. It's a nice new venue for some of the old scripts that we've done over the years. This one we'd done, I don't know, down in the Bay Area we started it.
I think this was written in 95, and we always, when we started doing murder mysteries, we realized we were entertaining at private parties a lot, and usually private parties have themes. So we did a bunch of different themes for our plays, and this one was the costume one. Everybody's dressed in costume. The audience is invited to come dressed in costume, and that's why it's called the Masquerade Murders.
As is this show, we invite the audience to come dressed in costume and get ready for Halloween.
It could be a great fantasy night.
Oh, I never thought of that. Maybe we'll do this every week.
The great thing about this too is, you know, your background in the theater and what you've done has led you to your radio show.
Yeah.
Which is the primary reason we wanted to talk to you about it, to let people know, because it's getting great reviews, and also just to let you tell people about what you're doing with radio theater.
Yeah, it's
something that has like really swept Europe, and now you're bringing it back here.
It's really a nice extension of what our background has been in theater, and the radio theater is great because it allows us a short segment of time for the show itself, a half hour. Usually our shows are half hour. And it also, we can produce it in like a week if need be, whereas a stage production or even a video production takes much longer, and post-production and costumes and sets. And we don't have that. We can let the audience imagine what the people are wearing or not wearing, if that's the case, or what the setting is.
That's fabulous. Well, I think we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'd like to talk more about new radio theater and the fact that you have a competition that you talk about in your with original shows coming in. I'd love to hear about what is on the burner. Okay? Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront, helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299 just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:20 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. This is the first day of fall, even though it's 103. But, you know, after today, the temperatures start dropping precipitously. It's about 66 degrees out there. And I think it's going to be like 92 tomorrow, and then 75 on Sunday.
Is that right?
75. Well, you know what? It'd be fine. Are the microphones on?
Oh. I better get out my long johns. 75 is really cold, Carl.
Yep.
It's really cold, isn't it?
It's really cold for older people.
Oh, I know. My joints are getting so stiff.
Grandpa.
Yes.
Okay. Bill and Lisa Collins are our guests. We're talking about their show, kind of, New Radio Theater, and but all the other different things that are going on in the theater area. Now, when we left, Linda was talking about, you know, that people are writing and sending in plays to you all. And
right. So New Radio Theater, that's what it is. You suggested we maybe do a radio show, and we thought of all these different ideas, and then we realized, well, what we do best is theater, so why didn't we just do that?
And some of the audience who might have just tuned in might not know that we have a radio show, like the old-fashioned style radio dramas of suspense and Fibber McGee and Molly and those kinds of things, The Lone Ranger, whatever.
It's great.
We have brought that back into, to Reading, and now, because of the Internet, it's worldwide, and our shows are posted. We do them Sundays at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's about a half-hour drama, and then we talk a little bit before and after the show, sometimes interview the author, sometimes have the actors come in. We talk to them about their productions and their history. But it's basically for your audience here, Carl and Linda. We do have a radio show, and you, the audience, are invited to submit a play, a script, a radio script, about no more than 30 minutes. And you can produce it yourself with your own actors, or send us a script, and we'll use our actors and produce it for you, and you can win a $5,000 prize.
Now, this is pretty spectacular. And in fact, Bad Bob and I are writing a script right now.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lot of visuals, but we had to kind of cut back on those because you can't see it. So now we have to go to sound effects, but we don't know how pole dancing sound effects
There you go.
That's close. That's it. Wait, now there's a little squeaky sound. A little squeaky sound. All right, this is a family show. Get back. Somebody cut off his microphone.
Come on.
Bob, you've got to get involved with this.
Get off the chat room, Bob,
and get on to the... Cut him off.
Only firefighters slide down poles, okay?
I never thought about that. Not going there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Casey and our listeners, this is a family-rated show, and we will go no further than what we just have. That's a disclaimer.
There it is. Okay, but here's the big thing: is if you've got an idea, and you're getting products, plays and stuff from all over, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, I mean from not just Reading here.
No. Right, Canada. We've got Canada, Virginia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, California, Oregon, Colorado, all over.
Yeah.
It's so much fun because you're not limited by geography like you are for a live play or a live production. Everybody from who has access to the internet or a radio.
Now, if somebody wants to be on one of your plays, can they do that on your weekly
show?
Be an actor and just because you have all different kinds of people. I mean, you actually had me say a line. Once, maybe two.
We really enjoy that because we've written a few of our own, and we really love doing the local, something that's inspired by local color. And the one you guys were on, or Linda's been on a couple, but the one you both were on was the one we did about the Reading Rodeo.
That's right. So
we wrote into the play a segment where a celebrity cowboy was being interviewed by Carl and Linda Bott. And it was just so cool to have like that little show within a show within a show.
That was cute. That was great.
I like that.
Well, coming back to The Masquerade Murders, which is presently playing at the Riverfront Playhouse, written and directed by Bill and Lisa Collins. I understand last night, it was a fabulous song that you played on the air live. What was the name of the tune?
Oh, yes, Arachnalicious Love.
It was Arachnalicious Love.
Yes.
It's a fabulous song.
It's about a black widow.
Yeah.
Arachnophobia, yes. Et cetera. Yes, and it was written specifically for Jen Markart, who is a wonderful voice. She's been in a couple of our other previous shows, theatrical productions. So she was going to be the stage manager, and we thought, well, we're... Can't let her wonderful talent go to waste. So Lisa wrote the lyrics, and I came up with the melody. And Bill Roos, our fantastic composer, arranger, genius of the keyboard, he put together a great track. And so that opens the show, Arachnalicious Love. We have dancers from the Front and Center Dance Company.
And it's all done in black light. There are a lot of wonderful aspects to the show besides just the play. We have... the blacklight effect was inspired by Dean Williams, who's exhibiting his blacklight art in the lobby during the run of our play. So we thought, let's extend that into the stage. So we have blacklight all over. And then we needed the setting is sort of like Carnival Rio de Janeiro. So we wanted showgirls. We needed a showgirl bust. So the local artist Armando Mejorado actually created a unique piece of art for the stage, for this showgirl piece. It's really incredible. He actually, you look at it and it looks like this big, fancy showgirl with a big sort of headdress and mask and wings coming out. It was almost all done with duct tape.
Oh my God, I love duct tape.
Not that kind of
miracle.
Duck.
You know, one of the five things one must have on a deserted island. Yes. One of which is duct tape.
I mean, when I work with duct tape, it looks like duct tape. When Armando works with duct tape, it looks like an exquisite piece of art.
It is amazing.
It's
a piece of art, and we use it in the show. It's not just a set piece. There's a purpose to it, as is most of the things on the stage. So when you come to see the show, look around. You're not allowed to touch anything, but look around, and things will unfold that you didn't think were
there.
People
kind of compare this show with sort of a cross between a haunted house and a fun house. There's things dropping down and opening up.
Oh, how much fun.
And laughing.
Well, yeah, I love laughing. Okay, well, our guests have been Bill and Lisa Collins, and you do know that if you have not heard this before, our media night on KCNR is September 30th. So our next caller, our first caller here this morning, 605-4567, you get two tickets. to the Riverfront's Playhouse Masquerade Murders, and join us on that particular night. So two tickets for Masquerade Murders on September 30th.
And our Riverfront Playhouse is still on East Cypress. We have not moved yet, but you can get tickets to the CascadeTheater.org mm-hmm. or RiverfrontPlayhouse.net, or just call the station here, and Carl and Linda can give you the number where to get tickets.
We do have a special clue for your listeners, if there's time.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if you come to the show, make sure you go to the powder room, wash your hands while you're washing your hands, look in the mirror, and there are clues that you can see in the mirror.
Written in reverse, so you can read it when it's in the mirror.
And so far, our audiences have not discovered this, and we don't tell them at the play. So that's a special tip for
you. So it's sold at the end of the evening.
Yes, you watch Act 1, and then you vote. The audience, all they have to do is write their name on a slip of paper, and then put that slip of paper in a little bucket that has the name of the person they think is the murderer. And then in Act 2, it's a pretty short act, and we reveal who the murderer is. And then we give a prize, and the prize we draw from the winning bucket, and the prize includes a gift certificate to the Humor Shop, a local costume shop, which is in perfect time for Halloween. Do we have a winner of the tickets?
Yes, we do. I think it was, we have Mike. Congratulations, Mike Golden. You've won the two tickets. Come by the station, 1326 Market Street. And what you're going to do, how they work now, is you come by and get a complimentary pass, and you take that over to the Cascade Theater, and then they'll cut your tickets for you. It's a two-process thing.
And they'll give you a reserved seat is what
a
it
reserved
is.
Seat.
That's
fabulous.
Why we like that.
Great. So congratulations, Mike, on the complimentary pass. Bill and Lisa Collins, we have just about 30 seconds. Closing thoughts.
I knew you were going to get the chicken in here. I knew you were going to get the chicken in here. You know, I said, no chicken joke. No.
Okay. You know
Thanks
what? We love you guys.
Us.
You know what? We really love this show. I mean, you know, your show is like, you know, we started talking to you about it, and you were able to put it together, and, you know, that's great. You know, new radio theater. I mean, live stuff. I mean, I can't think of anything better.
Sundays at 4.
Go to the website, newradiotheater.com, and it's all the details, all the shows, anything you want to know.
Don't worry, the listeners this morning throughout next week, we're going to be giving away tickets.
More tickets for
you'll still get more tickets for the Masquerade Murders. We just did two today, and so congratulations, Mike.
And you can watch all of our previous shows on the New Radio Theater on our website. Just click on the plays and select the one you want.
You can't watch them. You can listen to them.
Well, close your eyes and imagine it then, okay? You can listen.
Yeah, we have great sound effects here. Okay, Bill and Lisa Collins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
All right. Okay, here goes the Mew sounds. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A revision for the No Child Left Behind education law. President giving states the flexibility to opt out of central provisions.
This does not mean that states will be able to lower their standards or escape accountability. In fact, the way we've structured this, if states want more flexibility, they're going to have to set higher standards.
Administration officials saying the changes will help struggling schools avoid the label of failing.
The Republicans have raised concerns about the legality of the waivers, and they've said that it could lead to confusion and greater federal regulation of schools.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz. And as a Palestinian president gets ready to petition the UN for statehood, violence flaring on the West Bank.
Palestinian youths attacked an Israeli army checkpoint with rocks and Molotov cocktails. The Palestinians continued to attack soldiers as they moved into the refugee camp of Kalandi.
Fox's Leland Vittard, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fighting. fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the Internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the Internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. On this Friday, does it feel good? Yes, it's going to be 102, and it's currently 71 here on KCNR. 1460. We're so glad. The Chat Packers, you guys are really with us. We have had a really fun morning. It's been we've been on a roll. Okay, so class, let's see who's paying attention. First caller, we've got two tickets to the MASH Bash.
Which we're going to be going to that too.
That's for Saturday night.
Saturday starts at 5 p.m. If you've been at the air show, then you can just walk on over. You just come over to the MASH Bash. $40 tickets. They're going to have silent auction items. They're going to have food. They're going to have music.
That's right. The gates open at 4, dinner's at 6:30, and the auction's at 7:30. It's a banquet auction, games and a raffle, and these are two $40 tickets to get you in the door. We're going to take that caller now, and congratulations. We'll be announcing that name in just a moment.
And remember, this is for raising money for the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum.
That's so, right. It's a big fundraiser of the year, and then there's a couple other ones coming up, but this is a big one.
Yep, this is another one that's going on. Gosh, you know, there are so many things going on this weekend, of course. You know, you've got the Wings of Angels golf tournament also that's being held over at Gold Hills, and it's for children with serious illnesses or cancer. Call 246-7867 if you want to play golf. And it's, you know, it's one of those days, hey, I'm not going to go to the air show for some reason, but I'm not going to go to the air show, but you know, I love to play golf, so why not join the Wings of Angels golf tournament? And it helps somebody out there. They take foursomes, fivesomes, but give them a call at 246-7867.
Fivesomes? I like that. Okay, Jennifer, you have won the two tickets for the MASH Bash. Come by 1326 Market Street here at KCNR today before noon, and Aunt Diane will have your tickets. Probably in the next segment, we have three more tickets that we're going to be giving away. They are general admission for the air show. We want to make sure that y'all get to experience this, but not yet. Just wait. And in the next 15 minutes, we'll be giving those away. So,
all right, let's talk about a couple of the things here. We've been talking, you know, it just seems like This has been a let's start and give away everything that could possibly happen here. We talked about the Josh House up there in Weaverville closing down because due to budget cuts. They're open on just a couple of days a week now, but by July, they could be finished if no funds are found. And, you know, that's kind of a sad thing.
I have visited the Josh House, and it is just a beautiful cultural treasure, and it is still an active temple. And I fear that when the state shutters it, it's going to be vandalized, and that would be a tragedy.
This is just the start because they're talking about shutting down any number of state parks because we don't have any money.
I'm saddened by this. I've spent, the Chinese New Year is very much celebrated up in the Weaverville area, and the Joss House and the Moon Festival, and I'm hoping that at the last minute there will be private organizations that do whatever they can do to save the Joss House from closing. It is. It's amazing. They have the original Chinese attire that has been embroidered by that they brought over that were what was what would be under the emperor. And they used to have what they would call the blind stitch. And because they would work so close to doing the stitching that the young girls that worked on the embroidery would go blind and lose their sight. And I know that's a sad thing, but that did happen. And so you can see some fine work. And it is a Taoist temple, and it is active, and it's just a beautiful walk back in history of what happened during our gold mining era as well.
Yeah. Okay, another more news is Bethel is beginning to take over the convention center. As you know, this was huge. Well, they are in their transition right now. They've formed an advanced reading, a nonprofit entity of the church to run the center. They're looking for people to work there at the convention center. They're going to have, I think, 5 to 6 full-time employees, and they're going to hire seasonal help during their busy times. A lady by the name of Sherry Silk, who's grown up in Trinity County, is going to be the general manager. And they're all excited about getting this thing started. And, you know, what she is saying is they don't want to censor anybody. When I talked to them and we'll have Bethel back on again, they said, you know, really, we just want to, and we're not going to say no to people. It doesn't mean that we're going to go to certain events because maybe we don't agree with it, but we don't want to say no to events. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that and see if that, you know, is followed up by the people at Bethel. But one thing is that the Civic Center is staying open, which is important. We've got, some phones ringing everywhere here, around here. Well,
I was going to say, I know that we're talking about all these events, and we can share with you that we're going to be giving away a couple tickets here, and for the first 100 people that go to this concert that's happening this Saturday, it's a concert and picnic at the Shasta Middle Creek Amphitheater in Old Shasta. The first 100 people to go are going to get a free picnic lunch, and so we've got 2 tickets to that. They're $10 tickets to get the admission, and that's from 4 to 5 for the first picnics. That's free. And then from 5 to 8, Mule Town, that's Jim Dyer's band, is going to be playing. And the proceeds of this benefit are going to the Waterline and Operations 29 Budget Com. That should be interesting. So if you feel like going to to Saturday evening and want to go
Old Shasta,
take a blanket and a flashlight and hang out, we've got a couple tickets for you here at KCNR if you want to call 605.
Free picnic, first 100 people.
605-4567. That's a fun thing to go to as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. You know, there was a Medal of Honor just awarded to a Marine for a battle in Afghanistan, Sergeant Dakota Meyer. And Sergeant Meyer said, you know what, if it wasn't for somebody else also being in that battle, I may not be here. Yet the Army ignored that. However, maybe the Army is taking another look at the heroism of the soldier. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog. This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It is Friday. What a big weekend we got coming up. It is September the 23rd. It's the first day of fall. Phone lines here, as we seem to know, because everybody's calling, 605-4567. We're chatting live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and a man in black give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Take a step back in time. It's a barbershop, my friends. There's no hairstyling there. They will trim your beards. They will shave around your ears and your neck. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. It's where many people we know go to.
Just a quick question, Carl. Have you seen the Obama Hi Mom picture? With all these dignitaries at some massive meeting, and here is our president, hand raised, head to the side, and he's like blocking the face of some other world leader. Everybody else is kind of standing there doing the photo op pose thing, and here's our commander in chief. Hi! You know, it's like a howdy doody moment. You know.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things one of the things we want to do was we have...
Okay,
and we just found them.
Yeah, we just we have three air show. This is general admission, and this is for either day, Saturday or Sunday, which is not. Of course, these are great seats because you're still going to get in, and they're $16 value. So we've got three of them. So if you want to take a neighbor or a kid or somebody, you know, whatever. So there's three of them, and I'd like to give them all together. Again, this is general admission for either day, Saturday, September 24th, or Sunday, September 25th, this weekend.
Yeah, general admission to the air show, which is going to be a great thing, a great show. It's going to be, the weather's going to be good. It's, everything's going to. Okay, we want to talk about this.
During the incident in Afghanistan where Marine Sergeant, he was a corporal then, he's a sergeant now, Dakota Meyer received the Medal of Honor for saving numerous lives going back into combat. And the story behind this is a team of American Marines, Afghan soldiers, and a Navy corpsman and some soldiers, American soldiers, went in to a village and were ambushed by 150 Taliban. They called for fire. They called for air support. It was denied them. It was denied them. If you look at my blog, Time Under the Helmet, I talk about that some. Time Under the Helmet at
Running.com.
And so they were stuck there. They were caught there. They were being decimated. Dakota Meyer, along with two other members, disobeyed orders essentially and went back into the fight. And went back, and this firefight lasted like for 5 hours. It wasn't like, oh, this is 10 minutes, it's over. No, it was for 5 hours. Went back in numerous times, rescued Marines, rescued soldiers, rescued the Afghans. Dakota Meyer wounded during this time frame, received the Medal of Honor for his heroism, richly deserved. Two others that were with him during that time frame, both Marines, received the Navy Cross. Questions have come, why did they get the Navy Cross, which is the nation's second highest award? That's something that in the nuances of when it was written and how it was written and what happened during which I don't have, of course, access to, and I used to sit on award boards. And so I know how sometimes it's written that, you've got to take what happened, and then you talk to people. This the Medal of Honor, when it's awarded, it goes through all types of levels of interviews, of people talking to them. This is a supreme honor of her valor of our country, so of course. But then there was an Army captain there that Meyer had said that saved his life. What happened to the Army captain? Why wasn't he put in for something? And it appears that the Army is rethinking this. And in the article I read, it was that this Army captain was very, very critical of what had happened that day because of the lack of support, the lack of air support, the lack of artillery. They came in to help them. And he was very vocal about, hey, you guys really screwed up. Well, you guys were the higher headquarters. Three officers in this higher headquarters received severe reprimands. Okay, severe reprimands. Of course, your son's dead because these people did something wrong and they get a severe reprimand. Okay, their career's over, but a severe reprimand for not giving them the support due to the rules of engagement the way they read them. Rules of engagement is how you're supposed to perform in various times and with various rules during warfare. Rules of engagement are important. But rules of engagement, can be looked at different levels. But you're in the middle of a firefight, you're thinking, I need some help here. Somebody higher may not think that. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Hey, Coach Bob.
I have a busy weekend. I'll have to listen to the jets going overhead, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'd love to be out on the flight line and capture those bad boys going by at God knows how fast. Anyway, two things real quick. One, thank you, Linda, for bringing up my lost dog again, Conrad. I appreciate it. Had no sign of him yet. I keep checking with Haven, and I call the other place, leave messages there and talk to them about, what he looks like and all. But I suspect that somebody's probably got him in the backyard because he's an awfully friendly animal.
Well, we hope that he comes home soon.
Well, hope he does, too. Part of the family here, me, two cats, and a missing dog. Other than that, the Goody Goody Band today has a real busy day. It's the first time since we've been together that we will do two jobs today.
What are they?
Well, we're playing this afternoon, 1:30. We play at one of the assisted living facilities out off of Collier. And then at 5 o'clock, we run across the street to the Shasta Nutrition Center, and we're going to be donating our band time and music for a couple hours at a big spaghetti feed they're having there to honor volunteers.
Well, we appreciate so much you, Bob, as a superior citizen with your volunteerism as a musician and as a comrade.
Well, thank you for that, and I appreciate you giving the plugs whenever there's an opportunity to. We enjoy what we do. That's our pay. And outside, we get to eat.
Yeah, well, there's a brotherhood there. So thank you. And have a great day playing and sharing that.
I'm glad I got the opportunity. So thank you very much. All right. I'll turn the video back.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Thank you, Coach Bob, for what you do for our community.
Yeah. And we want to congratulate Jay, of course, our cab driver. We love this guy. You won the 3 tickets for the calling in and for the air show.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. We come back to our last segment and getting ready for the weekend, my friends. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning, the first day of fall, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Legendary Gravedigger and 7-time world champion Tom Mintz return to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Gravedigger and Maximum Destruction. Plus, those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge my phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott in the mornings here from 7 to 9. You know, what a day. What a week. What a weekend.
Oh, my God.
Every night this week, you know, then this weekend, and then next week, and then next weekend, there's just, you know, this is...
We're going to celebrate, enjoy being, they're celebrating their birthday and Enjoy Magazine tonight at the Gaia Hotel. Tomorrow will be the air show. Tomorrow night, the MASH Bash. We're glad we're going to be seeing a lot of you out and about this weekend. And, of course, we wanted to tell you one more time how much we really appreciate our sponsors, one of which is Tobacco and Brew. And don't forget this month is Caramel Cream. The tuxedo only is $3.50, hot or cold, any size. And they've got a double torch lighter with a punch cigar cutter for $22. Vega Fina is their cigar event, and lots more coming in store with Tobacco and Brew.
Well, you know, on Monday we're going to have, of course, we're going to be talking about the United Way and that. But, you know, right now we've left Monday open because we've had guests every minute this week and a very exciting guest. But I think on Monday, let's just do kind of a catch-up here about everything that's going on.
How about
on.
Open line?
Open line. Okay, we're going to do open line Monday. And so be thinking about these things that you want to talk about on Monday. And, you know, like right now, the Republicans, they had like, you know, 143 people debating last night down in Florida. You know, everybody got one sentence. And, of course, we said about the governor of New Mexico had the best line was the two dogs next door had more shovel-ready jobs than the Obama administration.
I wonder who wrote his line for him.
I don't know.
It still
whoever
was a
did,
good catchphrase.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is President Obama is out in front of this bridge talking about how this is the kind of things that, you know, that more money from the government can fix this bridge that needs to be fixed. Well, the bridge he was in front of isn't going to be fixed. You know, it's another example of like when he sits and stands in front of a business that's getting ready to move 1,000 jobs over to another country, or that we give money to a company that literally was in trouble when the money was coming to them, $500 million of our tax money to Solarama or whatever the thing is called. It should be called Bananarama. That's what it should have been called, the Bananarama Company, because my God, that's probably, you know what, at least we could have had bananas, but no. So all these things that are going on that, you know, and people talk about, well, what about this and what about that? I think the bottom line when we get into it this year is going to be, is it working? Is the government working? Is the economy working? And if it is, then what Obama and his administration, President Obama and his administration said it's correct. If you look at it and say, the economy's not working, this isn't working, this isn't working, this isn't working, then how can you reelect somebody? I don't understand it. And it's, you know, Romney, and it looks like Romney and Perry in the lead right now. And then they're getting ready to tee off. Like, right, Larry Flint of Penthouse Magazine has just put up $1 million to get dirt. $1 million to get dirt on Perry. He's offered that.
Dirt?
Dirt. Find anything he can possibly
find
on
him. Boy,
if
there's not an expert on dirt, I don't know who would be.
Larry Flint. He is
wow.
an expert on dirt. So, see, these are things
that
are going on. Now, this weekend, our shows, you know, Frank Lucia is going to talk about the dams tomorrow from 6 to 7 on his show. And, of course, we have Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. And if you've got a flea market or anything going, it's Ernie and Dave.
Or a garage sale, or you want to trade.
I mean, then we're doing
it's
Sovereign
free.
Minds.
You just call in and they make that right. happen for you.
Dr. Trudy Pratt, or I'm sorry, Kurt Largent and his real estate and other things. Dr. Trudy Pratt on Healthy Living and Nancy Sutton Pierce.
With their Conscious Living
conscious
Movement.
Conscious Living and Bad Bob with Technology,
Boomer Tech. Tech.
And, of course, Sunday, We the People, starting at 8 o'clock, Doug Craig at 10 o'clock, and then, of course, the Don Shulman Show. What can you say about Don Shulman? He's got everything on there with Judy Maxwell.
And Sovereign Minds.
And Sovereign Minds and New Radio Theater. We've got a huge lineup on the weekends, my friends. You got to try them all out because this is your community. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We